Hello, welcome to Hope and Life Ministries. My name is Hope Agbam. I'm going to be your host for this teaching, and I want you to be encouraged. I want you to take heart. I want you to just enjoy whatever the Lord give me at this time. And we want every heart to be encouraged. And we are living in a time that we have to really encourage our heart, to encourage ourselves in the Lord. The Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. So it's God's will that we are to encourage ourselves in the Lord. So we're just going to pray right now. Let me pray. So, Father, I just want to thank you and I bless you and I worship you for your faithfulness. Lord, I am your servant. I pray use me to speak to every listener. Lord, I pray to cause their heart to be illuminated. You cause your heart to have revelation of your word. You cause their heart to be awakened. We pray you cause your word to draw them to know Jesus Christ. We pray for blessing. Even those that may be having sickness in their body, we pray, faithful God, by the stripes of Jesus, we declare healing upon their body, every form of anxiety in the heart to be gone in Jesus' name. We pray every sickness, every spirit of infirmity, all that may be bothered, that we command that spirit behind it to be gone in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Use me to be a blessing to the listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. I'm your servant. I pray to use me to be a blessing to the listeners in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're going to be diving on the topic of weary hearts. Last week, we spoke on weary mind. Yes. And this week, we are speaking on weary. Are you weary in your heart? Are you full of anxiety? Are you full of fear? Are you full of fear or panic? What's happening in the world? So much chaos, so much this and that, this and that. No, Jesus said, fear not, because I have overcome, you will also overcome. And the Bible says, what has overcome the world? Your faith overcome the world. Your trust in the Lord empowers you to overcome any obstacle of the devil, to overcome any obstacle of the enemy, because by faith we stand firm in the Lord. By faith, we please the Lord. Without faith, we cannot please the Lord. So we want to encourage you, every issue of the heart, every anxiety of that, all to be given to the Lord. The Bible has made it clear, we read last week, that Matthew 11, verse 28, Jesus was speaking to all those who are weary and are heavily laden. Oh, they should come to him. They shall learn of him. And he shall give them rest, because he's lowly and gentle. He shall give them peace. Yes, for they are weary. Are you weary in your heart? Are you weary with the issue of life? Are you weary in things that are going on in your workplace? Are you weary in things that are going on in your home? Are you weary in issues that are in your hobby place, wherever you go? No, the Lord says, no, every weary heart, oh, just give it to the Lord. Pursue yourself before the Lord and know your identity. That identity that say you have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. That identity that say you have confessed that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that he died, resurrected on the third day. Oh, to pay for your sin, to be your redeemer, your savior. Yes, those are the things that you are to have in your heart. So God wants you to have a healthy heart. God wants you to have the rejoicing heart. God wants you to have a heart that is strong, that is steadfastly set upon him. He wants you to have victory in your heart. The Bible is very true. The Bible wants to encourage us because we have been redeemed. We have been made whole because Jesus' blood has redeemed you because of your identity. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issue of life. So it's very, very important that we keep our heart with all diligence. Everything we do in our heart, we make sure it has its roots in Christ. It has its identity in the Savior's love. It has its issue with Christ that we are to meditate upon things that are noble, things that are pure, things that are praiseworthy, things that are of good report, things that pertain to salvation, things that are set apart. God wants you to have your heart posture before Him, a heart that yields to the revelational knowledge of the truth, a heart that is yielded all to the peace of God, because Jesus, He is your Prince of Peace. Yes, He wants you to have peace all in your life. Even if there's a storm of life, the Lord says, fear not, I shall not leave you nor forsake you. I shall be with you. I shall rescue you. I shall protect you. I shall guide you. I shall deliver you, because He sends forth His Holy Spirit to dwell inside of you, to empower you, to regenerate you. So fear not. Every issue of life, God wants you to give it to Him. So spend time with the Lord. Give all of your heart to Him, because everything that flowed from your mouth, it came from the heart. So God wants you to keep your heart in that mode that is yielded to the Lord. The Bible says at Jeremiah chapter 17, says, the heart is deceitful and wickedness above all things. Who can know it? God said, I search the heart and I examine a man and I reward a man's way according to his deed. Yes, so we have to keep our heart focused upon the Lord. We have to remove every form of anxiety from the Lord, from the world. We have to remove any issue that want to bring chaos to the heart, any issue that want to bring condemning to the heart. We have to remove it from the heart. And to dwell on the truth, Satan is very good at lying. The Bible says he's the father of all lies. It is his job to plant a seed of deceit, a seed of condemnation, a seed of lies that can cause depression, that can cause all form of fear, that can generate all kinds of anxiety. God wanted to dwell on His truth, because Jesus is the truth. Yes, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father except by me. So when you hold on to His truth, you cause His truth to guard your heart. All every lies of the enemy, you flash it out from your heart, and you dwell on His truth. You dwell on the revelation of what He did for you. He said, I purchased salvation for you. Salvation not by your own deeds of the law. Salvation not by your own good work. But it is His righteousness, imputed righteousness. So that is why He wanted to have a heart that is heavy, a heart that is yielded to Him, a heart that rejoices Him, a heart that meditates upon His word, a heart that is yielded to the Lord. The Bible says, Romans chapter 15 verse 4 says, these things were written so that we can learn from them, and through the comfort and the encouragement of the scripture, we may have hope. This is were written for our learning, so that through the encouragement and endurance of the scripture, we might take hope. So God wants to take hope in your heart. So every form of anxiety, God wanted to give it to you. Besides, I will never leave it or forsake you. So we want to encourage you to keep your heart in diligence, so that everything that comes from your mouth, it flow with season, with salt. It flow with praise of God. It flow with that which honor God. It flow with adoration of God. So God wants you to be encouraged. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 26, it says, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. Yes, God is saying, give Him all of your heart. Don't give Him 99% of your heart and retain that 1% and give it to the world and give it to society and give it to the things of the devil. No, God wants all of your heart, because Jesus gave all to of Himself and to you on the cross. So give all of your heart and fix your eye upon Him. Fix your eye upon what He did for you. Fix your eye upon upon his revelation. Fix your eye upon his loving kindness. Fix your eye upon his what he did for you. Oh, and just praise him and fix your eye upon what he says in the scripture. God wants you to give him all of your heart. Oh, and observe him. Observe how he ran the race. Jesus, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. The joy of seeing people being saved. The joy of him seeing multitude be redeemed by his precious blood. He endured the cross. So you also observe Jesus. Observe, oh, what he did for you. So you can take courage and fix your eye and run the race that is set before you and do what is honorable to him, because at the end of life you will have fruit, a fruit that abounds for eternity, a fruit of salvation, a fruit of blessing, not for yourself only, but for your family, for your relative, for your neighbors, or even for your co-worker, because you observe Jesus Christ, because you give all of your heart, because there's a fruit of eternity. So God wants you to observe him, observe his way, because you take off your eye from him, oh, you can be misled by the enemy. Remember, oh, Peter, they were on the boat, and Jesus was walking on the water, and they were all fearful. And Peter said, if it were you, please command me to come. And Peter was walking on the water, was coming towards Jesus. And at one time, he removed his eye off the Lord and was looking at the storm, and he started to sink. Yes. I said, Jesus, save me. In the same way, God wants to fix your eye upon him. Observe him. Yes. And walk with that diligent, oh, with your heart. God is so good. He desires you to have victory. Every form of anxiety, give it to him. The Bible says, yes, do not be anxious of life issue. Whatever is going on here and there. Oh, by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, oh, make your request known to Lord. And the God of peace shall guide you. Just give it to him by faith. Not just throwing some words to him. No. By faith, genuinely. God wants you to ask him. Yes, even if you don't have any answer from the Lord, believe by faith, because he's faithful. He's not a man to lie. He wants you to give all your problems, all of your burden, all of the issue. Maybe it's children issue, maybe relative issue, maybe health issue. Oh, God wants to heal you of every brokenness. Yes, God is faithful. God is gracious. So God wants you to have that peace. Psalm 34 verse 18 says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves such as that have contrite spirit. Yes, is your heart broken? Are you broken with all the bad news? God wants you to meditate upon him. God wants you to give him that problem. God wants you to give it to him. Oh, be frank with him. Oh, he's not a genie whereby, oh, you just threw something. No, he's not a toy. No, he is real. He wants to give it to him. He wants to speak. Oh, and give it to him that burden. And he's not able to heal that situation. Just give it to him. Just give it to him. Ask him. Oh, knock. He says, seek and you shall find. Knock, the door shall be open. Seek, you shall find. Oh, it is true, because he's faithful. He's not a man to lie. A person may lie to you, but God can never lie to you. God's words are true. His words never fail. His word never fail. So God wants to give him all of your heart issue, every trouble in the heart, every element of Satan's deception. Give it to him and fix your eye upon the truth. Fix your eye upon him and be led by his Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit empowers you. His Holy Spirit bring the truth. His Holy Spirit regenerates you from inside out. Spend the time with him and give him all. Give him all, because he cares, because you are treasure, because he redeemed you with the precious blood. He whom Jesus redeemed with his precious blood. Oh, he treasure everywhere you go. Papa God said, that is my son, that is my daughter, because he or she obeyed. He or she walk in the revelation and knowledge of the truth. So every fear, every anxiety is gone. God wants you to give to him. Yes, those who serve the Lord must serve in spirit and truth. So it's not about religion. It's not about do's and don'ts. But it's a lifestyle from the heart. Faith always flow from the heart. So God wants you to flow in your heart, in that lifestyle of that peace. The kingdom of God is about peace in Him. It's about joy in Him through the Holy Spirit. The Bible says what? The word of God is true. It's a light upon my path and a light upon my feet. So God wants you to have that assurance. Proverbs chapter 16 says, the preparation of the heart belongs to the man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Again, Proverbs 16 says, the preparation of the heart belongs to the man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. It is your job to make preparation of the heart. It's your job to remove issue of the heart from the heart. It is your job to empty anything that is disruption, to empty anything that is not of good from your heart, so that you have a singleness unto the Lord and serve Him and trust Him, and so that any request you make to Him, and He will answer you, because the answer is from the Lord. Because when you ask Him, the answer is from the Lord. So it is your job to make that preparation. How do you make that preparation? Oh, spend the time with the Lord. Don't rush through life. Today we are so busy with so much things. The Bible says, be still and know that I am the Lord. Yes, be still before Him. Spend time with Him. Maybe it's 20 minutes every morning before you go to work. Depend on your schedule. Make sure you have time with the Lord. Talk to Him. Praise Him. Worship Him. Give thanks to Him. Whatever you do, oh, just give it to Him by faith. Even if you don't feel His presence, just do it anyway, because it is a lifestyle of living for Him. It's never about religion. It's knowing that your word are being heard because you operate in faith. Without faith, you cannot lay hold of His promises. You lay hold of His promises and ask the Holy Spirit to empower, to build you, to give you the wisdom and the revelation and knowledge of the Lord. Yes, the Holy Spirit empower you from inside out. So you cannot do this without the Holy Spirit. So it is your job to yield to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will give you the strength, even show you future things that's to come. Yes, it is true. God wants you to have the victory of daily rejoicing in the heart. Yes, because you have that joy. People get to see. People go to see. They want to see. They want to have the hope that lies inside of you. And through you, people get to be blessed. And your work shall be rewarded also for eternity. So God wants you. He wants to answer your prayers. And then the Bible says, one of the verses, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, chapter 6, verse 1, it says, on the day of salvation, I have helped you. And at the acceptable time, I have hurt you. Or in other words, I have answered you. You see, he says, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1, on the day of salvation, I have helped you. That means I did not reject you. I did not turn you away to hell. But I have helped you. And at the acceptable time, I have heard you. That means that prayer that you have prayed, I have answered your prayer, because you have spoken. You have asked Him in truth. You have made your heart diligent before Him. And you ask Him. The reason why sometimes you don't have the answer right away, sometimes it's the wrong timing. Sometimes there are some issues. We ask the Lord, Lord, give me this, give me this. Sometimes if the Lord should answer you that prayer right away, oh, it can lead you astray. So God always observes everything. He is the God of the past, God of the present, and God of the future. So every question, every issue, anything you ask Him, have faith that you have it. Yes, if you don't receive anything, it's okay. Just continue, trust Him, and serve Him anyway, because He's not a man to lie. Oh, He's so good. He is not like a human. He is not like a human government. Oh, He is genuine, the creator of the ends of the earth, the one who knows everything. So God wanted you to trust Him. He cares about your problem. He cares about your being. He cares about your going out, your coming in. He wants you to walk with that confidence in the heart. He wants you, because you trust Him, because you remove every issue from your heart and you pass your heart before Him. Yes, because He fills your heart with the truth, because he's a God of truth, because his blood redeemed you, because you know you are a new creation in God, because you know you are saved. God wants you to have all the attitude in the heart. God wants you to be saved. God wants you to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. He wants you to work purposefully, rejoicing, because 100 years here, it goes by fast, but there's the joy of knowing that you are saved, oh, because you walk by faith, and you help your family knowing the truth. You are a light in your home. You pray for them. You encourage them in the Lord. You don't take no for answer, but of course, you are graceful in all that you do. So true that your family members come to know you. So we want to encourage all. Every issue of the heart, oh, remove it. And if you have not given your heart to the Lord, and you're not sure of your salvation, I want you to make sure that you have that assurance by praying with me and giving your heart to the Lord and make those confessions unto the Lord and walk in the truth, because there's no lie in the truth and there is no fear in the truth. So God wants you to have that joy, that assurance. In this life, there's no hope anywhere except the Jesus Christ. He is the Christ in you, the hope of glory. Without him, you have no assurance of salvation. Without him, you are on your own. Without him, oh, you are on your own with the devil. Without you, you are heading towards hell. It's true, because there's only two kingdoms, kingdom of light or kingdom of darkness. Satan or Jesus, heaven or hell. See, Jesus wants you to have that assurance because he loves you, because he wants you to have that assurance. Yes, he loves you. Come to him with your problem. Come to him with all of your burden, because he cares. He laid down his life for you. He cares about you, because the Father has laid on him your iniquity, my sin. That is why we have to make that assurance that we are saved. So I want to encourage all to make sure that they are saved. Psalm 9 verse 1 says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all of my heart, and I will tell of your wonderful deed. Yes, thank him. Psalm 9 verse 1 says, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all of my heart. So give thanks to you all of your heart. You spend time with him, give all of your heart to him. Pass your heart to him. Talk to him. Praise him. Worship him. Give thanks to him. The Bible says Psalm 100. We go to his courts. We go to his presence with thanksgiving, and his court with praise. So give thanks to him with all of your heart. With all of your heart, give to him. And mention his wonderful thing he did for you. Mention his deity. Mention his what he did for you. Oh, just praise him. And just renounce it. Just declare it. And praise him. Oh, let it be a word that you release from your heart to him, a form of worship. So spend time with him, or grow in the knowledge of God, grow in the rejoice of the Lord. So we want to encourage you, if you don't have this hope of eternity, if you don't have this hope of knowing that you are on the lane of Jesus, oh, we want to make sure. So I want you to pray with me to make sure that you are saved, that you made Jesus your Lord and Savior. Romans 10 made it clear that if you confess with your mouth, oh, and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and God raised him, and you walk with it, yes, by faith, you are saved. So I want to encourage you, do that right now. So say this prayer with me. So Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your son, Jesus. Jesus, please, I choose to make you my Lord and my Savior. And I confess you with my mouth. And I believe in you. Jesus, save me. Jesus, you are my Lord, my Savior. I believe you died. You rose again from the dead. On the third day, forgive my sin. I'm sorry for my sin. Please forgive me. Forgive me of my sin. Forgive me of my past sin. And Lord, forgive me. And I renounce every deed that I made. I renounce anything from my blood. I renounce it. I pray to heal my heart. I pray to make me whole. I pray, oh Holy Spirit, come, empower me to live a fruitful life for Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I receive forgiveness of sin. Jesus, save me. Write my name in a book of life. I want to have assurance of salvation. Thank you. By faith, I live for you. Help me to live for you, to walk with you. Thank you for saving me. Thank you. In Jesus' name, Amen. Now, if you have any issue in your body, we want you to believe for healing, because we believe there's a power in His word. He sends forth His word and He healed them all. So be healed, be strengthened, be empowered by the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, pray for healing for those that need healing in Jesus' name. If you pray this prayer, I want you to write us Hope and Life Ministries, P.O. Box 70288, Pasadena, California, 91117. Again, Hope and Life Ministries, P.O. Box 70288, Pasadena, California, 91117. Please, we want to encourage you, if the Lord leads you to support this ministry, please send your tax deductible donation to Hope and Life Ministry. It helps us to keep us on the air. So please, God touch you to help us. Please help with that donation, whatever the Holy Spirit leads you, because a blessing to give also than to receive. So may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you safe. May the Lord protect your going out. May the Lord protect your coming in. May the Lord favor you. May He strengthen you. May He help you. May He empower you. In Jesus' name, amen. Until we meet again, you be blessed. If you have any prayer requests, please write us. And for any phone call, you can call us 626-755-6002. Again, 626-755-6002. Any prayer requests, send us, okay? And believe for the impossible. God is good. God is gracious. In Jesus' name, be made whole. Amen.